Welcome to the Upfront Investor. I'm Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and this is my market wrap for the 12th of January. Now, 2007 has started off with a bang as the proposed merger of AGL and Origin Energy attracts attention and the Alinta executives propose a management buyout. Now, given this, it looks likely that we'll see the spate of mergers and takeovers continue on from last year's high number. Whilst the prospect of owning a share in a company with a proposed takeover bid is exciting because of the positive short-term benefits if the merger does go ahead, investors still need to be careful because there can be some downside. Now, throughout history, certain market conditions unfold prior to the completion of a bull market, including rising interest rates, low unemployment, high levels of consumer borrowing, rising commodity prices, abnormal high rates of takeover bids and acquisitions, and rampant speculation, all of which are occurring now. Now, while I don't believe that rampant speculation has hit the levels of pre-October 1987, we are still seeing a form of this with record numbers of mum and dad investors trading highly speculative instruments such as CFDs, warrants, and options. Sadly, there are many alarming stories of investors losing significant amounts of money when trading these instruments, with the current lifespan of new options and CFD traders calculated in weeks, not months. Remember, bull markets come and go, but it is often costly for the uneducated investor if they fail to recognize the warning signs of when the bull market is ending. Investors need to be conservative right now and leave the high-risk markets to the experience so that they can live to play another day. So what's happening on the market this week? In my last report for 2006, I stated that I expected the market to continue rising, which it has done, rising to a high of 5,671 points on the 3rd of January. From late last week to the 8th of January, the market briefly fell away before continuing to rise. Now that the holiday season is over, we are starting to see some more volume in the market, and as such, we should see it rise up to make a new all-time high in the short term. This next rise should last for around 4 to 6 weeks before we see any downside. Now, on the bigger picture, our last yearly low was June 2006, with the peak for that year occurring in May 2006. Now, I believe this year will almost be a repeat of that, given that I'm expecting the market to peak in April and May. However, as we are also due for a four-year low in the market, it may peak earlier. As always, only time will tell, but what I do know is that the rundown into the yearly and four-yearly low this year will be longer in time and further in price than the fall in 2006. I'm Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and that's my market wrap.